I speak to you from the broad sunlit avenues of the Imperial Capital, the cradle of classical music, where we've come to stare agape up at the latticework Gothic spire of St. Stefan Cathedral, tallest in all of Austria, and to bask in the shimmering reflections off the beautiful olive green Danube, and to sample a soccer torch in a sidewalk cafe where Brahms used to dine. The magnificence Vienna State Opera House is presently getting a makeover. The stone banks of the fabled river are disfigured with graffiti and aggressive artwork. The tiny apartment where Mozart wrote The Marriage of Figaro needs two new front windows to replace the shattered ones. Vienna is wondrously rich in great composer adventures, but it's also an old city that's been overrun by modernity and the banal vulgarity that that entails. Among our adventures today was finding, after a long search, the home where Beethoven wrote his 4th, 5th, and 7th symphonies and the opera Fidelio. It remains today a middle-class apartment building without a lift across the boulevard from the university. The door to the building was unlocked, so hey, we went inside, and we were confronted by a matronly Frau who wanted to know who we were and what we were doing there. Well, I didn't come halfway around the world to be turned away from one of music's most sacred places by some nosy neighbor, the kind who always gave Ludwig van so much trouble in his own lifetime. So I climbed the dark stone spiral stairwell, up, up, up. It was exhausting. And finally, on the 4th floor was the master's door, and it was locked. And below a plaque, an advertising circular was attached to the doorknob by a rubber band. I turned around and hurried out of there before the beetle-brow Frau called the police. This is James in Vienna. Auf Wiedersehen for now.